This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump very happy about an order from a federal appeals court dismissing the case against his former national security advisor Michael Flynn, who had been convicted of lying to the FBI.
He was treated very, very horribly by a group of very bad people, and I think you'll see things are going to start to come out.
The president yesterday praising Flynn for his courage and again alleging that his presidential campaign had been spied on by the Obama administration. The appeals court order telling a lower court judge to dismiss the Flynn case despite the fact that he did plead guilty to lying to the FBI about contacts with Russian officials. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut now telling visitors from 9 states that have surging coronavirus numbers to quarantine for 14 days if they visit those 3 states. The order takes effect today. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is threatening to back up when it comes to the reopening process in that state after a huge spike in cases since the state's reopening process began. And Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease says it's not necessarily because of the reopening, but because of how people have responded to it.
People congregating without masks, even in a state or a city that is in a phase when they still should be doing some social distancing. They still should be wearing masks, and they're not.
He says it's the same reason why spikes have been seen in 8 other states. Statues in Washington, D.C. now being protected by the National Guard. Protesters have been trying to take down an Andrew Jackson statue in Lafayette Square near the White House. There's also been a big push to remove the Emancipation statue in Lincoln Park. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The CDC now says the nation could reach 150,000 coronavirus deaths over the next few weeks. Predictions from 20 different models show the death toll likely to surpass at least 130,000 by the 18th of July. Higher death rates expected in states like Arizona, California, and Florida, which are already seeing surges in cases. 2 independent watchdogs are investigating to try to determine whether the Justice Department targeted cannabis companies for political reasons. Congressional testimony yesterday revealing the Justice Department's Inspector General and the Office of the Special Counsel have been looking into how the DOJ handled 2 cannabis suppliers that wanted to merge. The department reportedly put exceptional demands on the 2, allegedly to slow the growth of the cannabis industry because of Attorney General William Barr's animosity towards that sector. Hulu is now pulling Scrubs episodes that feature blackface. The streaming service has decided to remove 3 episodes of that medical sitcom that featured characters in blackface. Variety reporting the show's creator, Bill Lawrence, and ABC Studios did ask Hulu to take down those episodes. And AAA expects Americans to hit the road this summer despite the coronavirus pandemic, expecting a travel decline of about 15% from last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, ready or not, here we are because it is happening to us. Everything has been so politicized, and, you know, the racial tension continues, you know, to mount up here. And very frustrating when we, you know, we've been talking about police reform and all that Senator Tim Scott has been doing in championing the cause for America. Not about Republicans, but for Americans and across the board, and particularly for those in these blue state communities that are being absolutely devastated because of Democratic policies. And what the Republicans have offered was quite stellar. And I believe that it was shocking to the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi because they never thought the Republicans would respond so quickly and be able to put together such a formidable law enforcement program, which on the face gave them about 75% of what the House was asking for. And in many cases, even better than what they were asking for. And even still, Senator Scott says, look, we're open. You know, we want to come to a solution here. But the Democrats, being who they are, cannot help themselves. They have to maintain a political posture, turn it into politics, and make it seem like they're not going to give. Forget about making it seem. It's exactly what's happened, and this is how politicized it's become. They're not about to give the Republicans, much less President Donald Trump, an alleged victory heading into the elections. We've got Joel Gilbert with us. It's always good to have Joel here. And Joel, of course, is the Hollywood film director and president of Highway 61 Entertainment. His most recent film, The Trayvon Hoax, which has now been downloaded for free over 110,000 times. And we'll talk a little bit more about that film, The Trayvon Hoax, and also these racial tensions that are such that, you know, anything can trigger a racial response, like a piece of rope hanging from a garage door. Suddenly that's a noose. I mean, it's really embarrassing to see what has happened with NASCAR, but it really just brings to light all the more. And what it does, Joel Gilbert, is it reduces the significance of what we're trying to accomplish in terms of healing the country and getting on the other side of this. But, you know, like everything else, you know, this too shall pass, and this is maybe part of the journey that we have to go through in order to realize some peace on the other end. What do you think?
I've got quite a few thoughts on that. You know, certainly we all kind of saw that whole, you know, noose in the garage thing. I was very suspicious, and that's what I've been preaching ever since I looked at the Trayvon Martin case and found out that was a hoax, that the witness for to get Zimmerman arrested was an imposter. Mm-hmm. And I actually tweeted out a set of bed sheets, a picture of a set of bed sheets after that, and I said, these white bed sheets were found in Bubba Wallace's hotel. Where's the FBI?
Right.
And it started trending because that's just how absurd it is.
Well, there was another. Wasn't there a university where somebody complained that they were having a KKK meeting? And what they discovered after the complaint, again, so the triggering is so sensitive, it's so light that anything can cause all kinds of craziness to happen. Well, they call in the police, they get this big investigation, find out that what it was a sheet that was covering up, what, a science project? No, in a university laboratory, there was no KKK meeting. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, people. You got to take a breath here and calm down, right?
Right. Well, look, six of the last six major media news hoaxes over the last few years have all been hoaxes. They've all been something that gets debunked immediately. I really question whether people are really that sensitive. I think these are people with agendas who see something and want to create a point and have an agenda, and they know that the media will report what they say without question. Even the back to the incident with George Floyd, in my opinion, this was an outlier. It was a very, very rare incident where there was excessive use of force that at least appeared that way in the video. We still don't know exactly what happened before that.
Mm-hmm.
We do know that the Minneapolis Police Department, I saw their the handbook online, and it turns out that if somebody is resisting arrest and fighting, it actually says that you can apply pressure to their neck and back to try to get them to comply. So that may have been in the manual, but regardless, it certainly looked excessive. Meanwhile, the autopsy comes out and says he did not die of asphyxiation in any way. So there are people with agendas that see something and know that the media will run with whatever they say, and they say, okay, this one incident is all the police are like this everywhere. And now here's my list of demands. We want to reform the police. We want to reform the country. We want to tear down the statues. So I think there's less sensitivity and more of an agenda at play.
Well, there's no question. And it is, I think, after all is said and done, it's politically driven. I mean, why is it happening right now if it wasn't for the proximity of the 2020 elections and a movement by the anarchists and those on the left, which many believe that it is the Democratic Party in the shadows that is driving all this to do everything they can to put such enormous pressure on this president and the Republicans that, you know, as Lindsey Graham said, their lust for power is so much that there is no restraint by Democrats. There is nothing that they will not do, whether it's, filling the ballot boxes, ballot harvesting, cheating. It doesn't matter. I mean, all is coming to the front here. And America, the silent majority, has got to wake up to this. As you say, I think people are getting smarter to some degree. And, you know, they still haven't felt enough pain. I say those, the propagandists, the ones that are, turning this into an industry and have turned this, the whole race industry, into something that is self-serving, does nothing for minorities, does everything for the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharptons of the world, but it doesn't do anything for, the poor black Americans who need this money. But they see Jesse Jackson driving around in his nice car, wearing his, multi-thousand-dollar suits and shoes and that. He's looking all good. And meanwhile, the poor people keep getting poorer, and he keeps taking advantage of their grief and ginning it up so that he can go and hold corporate America hostage.
Right. Quite a few things are coming in there. I mean, look, first of all, Nancy Pelosi always has said from the beginning, Donald Trump is an existential threat to the United States. In reality, what she meant is Donald Trump is an existential threat to the Democrat Party. That's
exactly.
From the very beginning, it wasn't anything other than resistance, which is a military term.
Right.
We're going to resist. And I agree with what you said about, because it's an election year, in my film, The Trayvon Hoax, by the way, you can see the whole film online for free at thetrayvonhoax.com.
Mm-hmm.
I show that the black vote was not in the tank for Obama in 2012 because everything had gotten worse in urban America, unemployment through the roof, and they jumped on that case to make it a political racial thing, I think, in order to polarize the black vote, and they've been doing it ever since.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's shameful. I mean, here it is, the first black president Following the lead of previous Democratic leaders, selling his soul out, selling his race out in order to be reelected. Absolutely shameful. And, of course, more is coming out on that, which is what we said, Joel. We said we're not going to know at least half of what we will find out after President Obama is out of the White House. And Hey, the chickens that somebody else said started to roost, they're roosting and they're laying eggs all over his administration. We've got more from Joel Gilbert after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive seed nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive, and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's the American way of life, and this is what it's come down to. It really is a binary choice. You know, do you want freedom or do you want enslavement? You know, the Democratic policies, what they have delivered to America is a modern form of slavery. And I think it, you know, Joel, I think it's quite interesting and strategic how they've been able to do this. They utilize the treasury, the people's money, and to buy votes, basically. They promise these things that they can, they know they can't deliver on. And, but that doesn't stop them because, hey, heretofore, it's worked for them. But now, this is what's so bothersome about one Donald Trump, because he's so doggone independent and in your face about this stuff, is he's really exposed the underbelly of these blue states and these radical Democratic policies that aren't really about life, everything, you know, whether it's abortion or, you know, go on down the list, even about law enforcement reform right now, you know, it's about destruction. It's not about solution that is win-win for everybody. It's not about parties, it's about America. You know, we're all on the same team, but they much rather hyphenate everybody and keep us at each other's throats because, you know, as the old saying goes, united we stand, divided we fall, right?
Right. Well, the Democrats, really since the time of Clinton's presidency, formed an alliance with China and globalist forces in nature and other countries, and they brought in Wall Street to this alliance. Trump really represents and is promoting what we call Main Street, Main Street USA, small businesses, individual rights, as opposed to the Democrat Party, which has gone to this kind of globalist agenda with so many different alliances that work against the interests of the United States. The Democrat Party knows that their program and their policies don't really work for middle America. Mm-hmm. So they create these crises and these hysterias and try to keep Trump on the defensive so that all he can really do is react to their latest crisis, whether it's impeachment or the police and the rioting, and now you've got to do a police reform bill. And increasingly, I'm concerned this term, and if President Trump is reelected, that will be their strategy, to keep him always on the defensive, always reacting and putting a Band-Aid on the latest crisis, rather than pursuing his own program.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, it's what they do and what they will continue to do, but it's up to the voter to decide, okay, what kind of government do you want? Do you want one that's working for you and progressing in a direction that solves problems, or do you want, a kind of government that you've got all this resistance and politicizing that's taking place, a waste of the people's money? I mean, look how much money it cost us for this Russian hoax. I mean, over $70 million of the people's money was spent.
Right, well,
and what do they have to show for it?
But you mentioned that because that is the challenge that Trump has been going after from the moment he took over Hillary Clinton's actually line of all people about fake news, mm-hmm. is that the disinformation is so great. During the Soviet Union, they called it desinformatia, disinformation, where everything you turn on the news, except for a few channels, and even those you never know, are going to have this, kind of Democrat Party storyline of the day. And one of the biggest ones, of course, goes back to the Trayvon Martin case. That really was the beginning of the modern era of fake news, where the media would just go with something completely false and never give it up, no matter how many facts came in their face. And that's why I made the film last September. I came out with it thinking that this would really have an impact to show people that you cannot accept what the media tells you in any of these cases. You just hold your horses, because what you find out at a trial or after an investigation is going to be completely opposite of what the media told you from the get-go. And sure enough, they pivoted back to what I call the Trayvon hoax, where they take an incident that they allege is race-based and say that everything is racial and everybody is racist, and now we need to conform to their agenda. There was never a piece of evidence that the Greg Floyd thing had anything to do with race. Might have been a little excessive use of force, which can happen every day. It's a numbers game. Every day there's about, thousands of arrests. Mm-hmm. Of that number,
well, there's over 300 million interactions with the people between law enforcement and the people.
Right,
300 million. I mean, that's a lot of interactions.
Let's break it down. You're going to have about 10% of those people that have to be arrested are going to be on drugs or high.
Mm-hmm.
Of those 10%, probably about 10% of that 10% are on probation and don't want to go back to jail. And you'll have a small percentage, 0.01% of that, will decide to fight the police. Mm-hmm. And of that, there'll be a small percent that actually end up getting killed in the act of fighting police while high, while trying not to go back to jail.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to happen every month. There's going to be one or two tragic deaths of those situations. And the left wants to take those really rare, rare incidences and say, this is America. This is America 2020. It's racist. It's this. It's
systemic.
That.
Yeah.
And they get the whole, you know, political media complex on board with these false narratives. And the people, you know, behind it, of course, Black Lives Matter, I expose in the Trayvon Hooks. This is a revolutionary Marxist socialist organization. It's not the NAACP, folks. It's not.
No, this isn't MLK's, organization. It's the other side of the same coin, and Antifa is heads, BLM is tails. They might not like that, that analogy. Maybe they want to be heads and Antifa. It doesn't matter. They're both anarchists, they're Marxists that are doing everything they can, as their titular leader said the other night on Fox, they want to tear this country down.
Right. The most black folks, especially in these inner cities, they want more police. They don't want legalization of drugs. They don't want illegals coming in and taking over their jobs. They're actually quite conservative. I've interviewed some of them in my other films.
Mm-hmm.
And so this radical left agenda really is driven by white liberals who train the BLM leaders in Marxism. They openly admit that they're Marxists. So I think even the black community is catching on to this. And my film really lays it out, how they all got played. And I've had tremendous response, over 130,000 views of the Trayvon Hooks. You can see it at thetrayvonhooks.com for free. And I think it's making an impact.
This will open your eyes, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you. And and maybe one of the takeaways might be that you come out of this and go, why is, attorney Benjamin Crump, right?
Yeah, Ben Crump, Al Sharpton, it's the same playbook. The same players are doing the same thing.
Yeah, but why is he still an attorney? He should have been disbarred for this. And also, I mean, bless her heart, I mean, I have compassion for Trayvon's mother. She's running for public office, and she's complicit in this. I mean, it's not like she didn't know in terms of this hoax and the switching out of witnesses. You know, she's aware of this, and we're going to trust her and elect her to public office.
Well, this is what's playing out, and Zimmerman has a lawsuit going against all these characters in Florida. It's taken forever, especially with the COVID thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to expose what my film exposes, which is that there was a switch of witnesses to get Zimmerman arrested, and the entire race-based narrative and conflict of the last 8 years was based on a hoax. And we can see that most of these are based on hoaxes, like the hands up, don't shoot. And no one has suffered more from this than the black youth of America. And this whole idea now, let's get rid of the police, less police, it just causes more crime, and they suffer the most.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in very, very bad times that this narrative persists and grows every day rather than being completely dismissed by people who know better.
Well, Joel, as you say, I mean, in these local communities, you got families that want to be able to go to the neighborhood park. They can't even go to the neighborhood park. As one woman said, about the police, she goes, I'm happy when the police are in the neighborhood because I know I can come home safely. Otherwise, I've got to navigate around all these drug addicts and, people that are selling drugs and, pimping girls and all this other stuff in a neighborhood. It's disgusting for them. I mean, who wants to live amongst that kind of rabble?
Well, the radicals have taken over this movement, and they're demanding things that are against the interests of black America.
Again, remind everybody, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you will see this movie, and it is most upsetting. Like has been said, the truth will set you free. But it'll also anger you to see what's going on as well. And this is the Trayvon Martin hoax. Tell them again how they can download it. Joel, we got 10 seconds.
Okay, thetrayvonhoax.com. It's a life-changing experience when you watch this film. It's right there online, thetrayvonhoax.com.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever, so call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump very happy about an order from a federal appeals court dismissing the case against his former national security advisor Michael Flynn, who had been convicted of lying to the FBI.
He was treated very, very horribly by a group of very bad people, and I think you'll see things are going to start to come out.
The president yesterday praising Flynn for his courage and again alleging that his presidential campaign had been spied on by the Obama administration. The appeals court order telling a lower court judge to dismiss the Flynn case despite the fact that he did plead guilty to lying to the FBI about contacts with Russian officials. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut now telling visitors from 9 states that have surging coronavirus numbers to quarantine for 14 days if they visit those 3 states. The order takes effect today. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for the one and only Jenny Beth Martin. Jenny is the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action and a columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth Martin, always good to have you with us. How are you?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Well, Jenny Beth, you recently quoted in a column, said that there is a mob mentality out right now that if you don't agree with what certain people want you to think, they attempt to shame and silence you. Yet when you go to the voting booth, you're going to vote the way you want to. Break that down. Explain to our audience what you meant.
Well, what I mean is that there is, whether it's the media, social media, or people who you know, there is this attempt to have this groupthink, and if you don't agree with everything that the radical left is saying, then they do everything they can to shame you, to silence you, to make you ashamed for what you think and how you believe, and to try to... They're going so far as to call people who don't agree with everything that they say racist. Whether
yes.
You're racist or not, they want everyone, they're using that as an attempt to shame people and to intimidate people. The fact is, they can do all of that they want, and people may be quiet, But when they go to vote, they're going to vote based on their values, and the shaming will, I think, will backfire.
Yeah, it uncancels the cancellation. And this is what happened in 2015, which was so shocking because, the polls, which were biased polls anyway, would lead everyone to believe that there was no way that Hillary Clinton was going to lose. She was going to be crowned the next president. Without a doubt, 1,000,000 to 1 were the odds that she was going to win. And when that didn't happen, there was a revolt that took place. And so, you know, the natural progression for the Democrats and those on the left was to sell us on another big lie, and that is that the only way President Trump was elected president was not by 63 million votes, but there had to be some sort of undermining that took place, brought to you by Vladimir Putin and the Russians.
Yes, that is correct. And you know what's very interesting to me right now? A lot of what we're seeing in our country is exactly what the investigation into Russian influence on social media indicated. What they wanted was to divide our country to sow seeds of dissension, and that is happening right now. And we're falling right into the goal that they had, is they manipulated social media. We need to be wiser than that. But it's just, they will find anything that they can. The left will find anything that they can to, if they don't get the result that they want, to blame and to shame those of us who support President Trump. Last time they said that it was Russian interference with the election. I don't think that's what was going on. I think it was Russian interference in America trying to sow dissent.
Exactly.
And this time, if we don't do what they want, they will say that we're, they'll cast us in a big, large group, prejudge us, and cast aspersions on us.
Well, what's clear, really clear, I believe, that the mainstream media is ignoring is the very dissension that you're talking about was not existential. It was within our border. It was in the higher levels of government, as we're finding out from released FBI reports, emails, and that sort of thing. I mean, there was this insurance plan to make sure that Donald Trump was not elected. And this is after Barack Obama, the pride and joy of the left and progressives, said it was impossible for anybody to interfere with the election. It's too decentralized, that they could not do anything. The other thing to consider, common sense-wise, and I'm in this business, so I understand in terms of amount of dollars that are invested in social media, anywhere estimated $50,000 to $100,000 was invested in some of these, supposed Facebook, Twitter entries and that sort of thing. That's not enough to move anybody, not 320 million people, to affect any kind of change in an election. And again, off the, off the statement of Barack Obama saying not one vote was changed. So we're being unrealistic, and we're chasing windmills like Don Quixote to think that whatever the left has put out there has any credibility whatsoever.
Yes, you're exactly right. And what you said is so important. The people who were actually interfering in the election were people who worked in the government and worked at the upper levels of the government. And we will learn more and more about that, I believe. But the fact is, the thing that I think we're going to have to focus on as we go into this election is we're in very difficult times for our country right now. The lockdowns have had many unintended consequences. We're having a lot of economic hard times. We need to look to the leader who's going to be able to get us out of these hard times, who's not afraid to fight, roll up his sleeves and do the hard work necessary to get us out of a very difficult situation, and to lead us back to prosperity and opportunity and hope for all Americans. And right now, what I think is happening is that many, many Americans have lost hope for the future, especially younger Americans. And the loss of that hope is making them angry and making them think that things that they may see online are indicative of society as a whole rather than one-off unusual events where the people who did the wrong thing should be held accountable.
Exactly. What Donald Trump has said from day one is that, look, you need to make sure that you are a discerner of the truth. A lot of fake media and fake news is being put out there just as recently as what happened in Tulsa. We had a report today, Jenny Beth, from someone who was there. He was part of a press corps, which he said he is not part of the media, but he was invited to be there, and he witnessed on the ground what happened and how they were able to successfully shut down people from coming into the Bach Arena. They actually shut down and stopped any kind of clearance as far as checking on people's temperature at 4:30 in the afternoon. Well, you know, it was several hours yet before the president came on stage, and that was one of the reasons why the arena was squelched. And when you see what happened and the whole argument, was it a third, was it two-thirds full, and all that kind of stuff, that's really trying to sift out gnats here. But when you look at how many people watched what happened there at the rally online, just at Fox alone, over 8 million people tuned into that. So what does that tell you in terms of the enthusiasm gap between one Donald Trump and Joe Biden?
I think that it shows that Donald Trump has a lot of enthusiasm. And at the end of the day, that kind of enthusiasm helps you win elections. You cannot just be anti. You have to be in favor of something and for something. And right now the left is anti, and it's very difficult to tell what they are for. We know what we want with Donald Trump. We know what we want for our country. And there's an enthusiasm for President Trump that just simply is not there for Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you touched on something, and I want to reinforce what you said, and that has to do with the resistance. And even the young people understand. I mean, you know, that's how you build muscles. That's how you build character, is when there's resistance. So I believe that, you know, the unintended consequences that the progressives are putting into play here, as the, whether it's the silent majority, whether it's conservatives or Republicans at large, what they're doing is they're building up the mental and physical muscles. And I'm not talking about being, you know, going out there and causing some sort of civil war. But there definitely is going to be quite a reaction. And, come November, I believe that many people on the left are going to be surprised to realize that their policies cannot carry the day.
I think that you are right. And their policies, they don't empower Americans. They're going to wind up... they seem much more punitive rather than policies that help Americans grow and become better. And I think that at the end of the day, people vote because they care about what's going to be in it for them personally. And the policies of the left, they simply are not going to make individual lives and families and household lives better.
Jenny Beth Martin has been with us. Jenny Beth, how can people be in touch with you?
Go to TeaPartyPatriots.org. Again, TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Thank you, Jenny Beth. Take care.
For James Whelan, being diagnosed with a common skin cancer called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, came as a surprise. James had never thought a little spot on his skin could be serious, but it was.
I was looking out for irregular moles, but what I thought was just an infected pimple turned out to be advanced CSCC. And it had already spread deep into my skin and through my shoulder and into my chest.
James was among the nearly 75% of Americans not familiar with CSCC. Although often cured when caught in an earlier stage, in some cases, CSCC can progress and become serious. After his diagnosis, James learned the importance of being proactive with his skin health.
I had multiple surgeries and other types of treatment, but when the CSCC progressed, I had to work with my team of doctors to figure out my options.
This summer, know the facts about advanced CSCC. Visit skincancer.org/CSCCfacts to learn more. This is sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as we continue to confront the lies that are being perpetrated upon us right now. You know, we have to be discerners of, the information that's out there. Do not disengage from critical thinking. I mean, this is what the left is counting on, is that you will grow weary and you'll just, kick back and call in your part. And meanwhile, we'll continue. This country will continue to be overrun to such a degree that by the time it goes to the next generation, they're going to say, what in the heck did you leave us with? Coming up with us next is Vince Everett Ellison. He's the author of The Iron Triangle, How Democrats Are Using Race to Divide Americans in Their Quest for Power, and How We Can Stop Them. Vince, welcome back. Good to have you on the show. How are you?
Bill, it's an honor. Thank you for having me.
Hey, the honor is ours. I just so appreciate your passion and what you're trying to do to truly liberate, people of all color. I mean, we're all Americans. We're all on the same team here, Vince. We're all wearing the red, white, and blue jersey, and the Democrats haven't figured that out yet because they've been able to get away and divide us and hyphenate us over the decades. And, I think more and more Americans are about fed up with this because their policies have declared and defined who they are clearly without any kind of confusion whatsoever. Am I right?
Well, yeah, they've been exploiting black people's pain for their white liberal gain for a very long time. Mm-hmm. They just hit poor, this guy in NASCAR, Bubba Wallace. Same thing. They exploited him. They exploited Kaepernick, Michael Sam. You can just go on down the line, and they don't care what happens to these young men. They exploit them, and it's amazing. They've taken them and made them believe that the greatest form of citizenship is protest, not entrepreneurship, not family, but protest. And these young men, and especially protest for the left. Now, if you protest for the right, okay, you're going to be denigrated, put down, slapped around. You remember poor Tim Tebow because he decided to pray on the field.
Exactly.
He tried to rip that poor young man apart. But if you go out there and you protest for something that the left agrees with, they will make you an icon. They'll put you on the cover of Time magazine, man. And so these young men see that, and they're drawn to it. And they don't understand that many of them profess to be Christian. And you can't be a victim and be a Christian. It's an oxymoron.
Exactly.
You know, fear is not of God. So when they walk around talking about they fear white people and they fear white supremacy and they fear these microaggressions, they're admitting that they decided to go on the other side because Jesus says you can't serve two masters, right?
Right.
You're
going to
love one and hate the other. Mm-hmm. But 85% of black people say they're Christian, yet, nevertheless, they're marching with Marxist, anti-Christian, anti-Western civilization, anti-family, Black Lives Matter.
Exactly.
Does that make no sense?
Well, and it's kind of like I tweeted out regarding Black Lives Matter. I said, look, I might believe you when you tell me Black Lives Matter when you do something about the abortion issue. When 40% of abortions are perpetrated on Black America, which Dr. Ben Carson called it the modern-day Holocaust, and, of course, you know what happened, how they attacked him. But, you know, but it's okay. I mean, attack the truth all you want, but you're going to end up getting bruised by it, just like, you know, Bubba Wallace, and I feel for him, because he's got some reconciliation within his own heart and soul to figure out here. How he allowed himself to get Jesse Smollett on this whole deal and participate. And, you know, there it is, and everybody came alongside, NASCAR came alongside, and after everything is all said and done, we're talking about, a piece of rope to pull down the garage door that everybody has, you know, anybody has a garage door has a piece of rope. It's not a noose. It's not a lynching issue. But it goes back to what you're talking about. Essentially, it's what's in your heart.
Well, a victim has to have a victimizer. If he doesn't have a victimizer, he will create one. Mm-hmm. He lives in a state of constant paranoia. Black people, a lot of black liberals and black Democrats see racism where it does not exist. Mm-hmm. A white person will walk by them and not say anything. And say, oh, he's a racist. Man, the guy's mama might have just died. See what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Know that. Mm-hmm. You know, you're looking for it, and when you look for it, believe me, you're going to find it. Yeah. And when you're in the mind of a victim and of an oppressed person, and you see another group of people as your superior, you will not even care about what the underlings that are with you, what they do to you. But when the superior class does something to you, it is multiplied and magnified. So when you see these black people not care about thousands of black men being killed by other black men, they are saying that we don't expect anything more of ourselves. Mm-hmm. This is what we do. But when they see a white person kill a black person and you see them burn down a city, they are telling you by their very actions that they see the white race as superior to them because white people are supposed to be better and they shouldn't do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with you guys? You're supposed to be better than we are. You see what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
The greatest sin the Democrats have thrown at black people is not how they view us. It's how they've made us view ourselves. Mm-hmm. We look at ourselves the way they looked at us during slavery. We're expected to be filthy. We expect to be dirty. We expect to call out wives and children out of their names. We're expected to kill one another and destroy our neighborhoods. If a black child makes it out of one of those black neighborhoods alive and does great work, he's looked upon as a superman because he's expected to go to jail. He's expected to have children out of wedlock. He's expected to be a fool. He's expected to be on drugs. That's what they expect. And this is a dystopia that the Democratic Party has created in America. And they want to expand it. Joe Biden says he's proud of it.
Yeah.
He's proud of what he's done in the black community, and all these black Democrats are running for re-election. If you get my book, The Iron Triangle, I'll tell you how we can talk to each other and bring each other back, because the one thing we must do, we have to grab these black Americans who say that they're Christian, who say they're Muslim, and say that they're Jewish, and we say, if you say that you're that, then this is how you're supposed to be acting. And we have to go down and start evangelizing again, and we have to start talking to them again. We have to become the good Samaritan again, and tell them that if you are a Christian, as you say you are, you cannot be a victim.
Right.
You are more than a conqueror. You are an heir of Jesus Christ. Stand up and be a man.
Exactly.
Quit being a slave looking for a master.
Well, and this is what's happened. I mean, it's a modern day form of slavery is what has happened. And the Democrats, it's not Republicans, it's Democrats and their policies that have done this. And Joe Biden has been leading the charge because they've always counted on the monolithic black vote. But after, you see, I believe that after 8 years of Barack Obama, the first black president, And right after that, you have the contrast of one Donald Trump. Here's this white gazillionaire out of Manhattan that comes in, goes to the black community, says, hey, give me a shot. What do you got to lose? And look what happened. Look what Donald Trump has done for black America. And even with what's happening right now in terms of the issue of defunding cops, of course, you got Tim Scott, who's championing the cause and has done an outstanding job. And let me tell you, I think down the road, I don't think very far down the road, I think Tim Scott becomes a serious candidate for president if you want to know the truth of the matter, because I think he has done single-handedly more to promote unity and the advancement of all Americans as a black man and being real about his situation. But as you say, Vince, that, you know, defunding cops could be costly proposition. And, here Tim Scott is trying to reform the issue. Democrats have turned it into a political football because they look at it as, oh, we cannot give. I mean, this is, you know, election season. We're months away from the election. We cannot possibly give Donald Trump a win. I say, heck with Donald Trump. This isn't about Donald Trump's win. This is about a win for the American people, and especially in those communities that have long been crying out for police reform. That I believe what Tim Scott and the strategists there in the Senate, what they've come up with is an awesome solution and step in a positive direction. But the Democrats aren't about, you know, to come alongside and support anything. And then Nancy Pelosi says, well, oh, the blood of black America is on Donald Trump and the Republican Party.
Well, you know, I've known Tim Scott for 20 years. There's not a better man walking the earth than Tim Scott. No. And you're right. And the Democrats don't want this fixed. They want the issue. If they wanted this fixed, you know, they control the city. We know that policing is a local issue. The people that are in those cities are electing the people that are hiring the cops that are doing what they're doing to them. Now, matter of fact, the United States of America was never meant to be a police state. It was never meant to be that way. Cops are not clairvoyant. Mm-hmm. This is not that movie that Tom Cruise is on, Minority Report, where they can see the crimes before they happen. Mm-hmm. No. 95% of the crimes happen after the cops arrive. So, and the Supreme Court has ruled over and over again. One of their cases, the Shawnee versus Winnebago County,
right,
stated that the police are not your security guards. You cannot sue the police for what they do to you. You can sue them for what they you can't sue the police for what they don't do. Only for what they do to you.
Exactly.
And so, the Second Amendment is your security. And the Founding Fathers meant for it to be that way.
Exactly.
So these people in the inner city are voting for politicians that have told them that they will take their guns away. Right. And now they're being hunted by police. They say hunted by police, not me.
Right, exactly.
They say they're being hunted by the cops. Mm-hmm. They say they're being hunted by the gang. And what is the Democrat Party solution? We're going to take your guns away so that the people you say that are hunting you can kill you.
I mean, how does that make sense? And of course, let me tell you, exactly. And Vince addresses this in his book, which is one of the most important books in America since 1619. It's titled The Iron Triangle. Vince, how can they be in touch with you?
You can go to my website, irontrianglebook.com. irontrianglebook.com. And you can get the book on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. And look, and for all your listeners, white Democrats, white conservatives, America, stop living in condemnation. You cannot pay for the sins of your father. You cannot. Forgiveness cannot be earned.
And the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at
food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, this is Dr.